Randy Cunnyworth, the interim coach of the Montreal Canadiens, has two problems. With the exception of Wednesday night's 7-3 triumph over the Winnipeg Jets, his hockey team hasn't been winning, and he can't speak French. Which problem is more significant? Dave Stubbs of the Montreal Gazette joins me now to answer that question. Dave, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Jacques Martin was fired on December 17th after the Canadiens had started the season at 13-13-7. That's when Randy Cunnyworth became the interim coach. How soon did the dismay that he couldn't speak French first become apparent?
Oh, I would say about 13 seconds into the news conference. The thing about hockey in this town, and the thing maybe, Bill, about the Montreal Canadiens is that for almost since their birth in 1909, this team has been more than just a hockey club, certainly to the French-Canadian population in the province of Quebec. The Montreal Canadiens have been almost a bit of a cultural institution. They were founded as really the voice of the French-Canadian people in this city and in this province. Poor Randy Cunnyworth, his only crime is that he is a unilingual Anglophone from the province of Ontario, and he came here as an assistant to Jacques Martin. He doesn't speak any French. I don't believe that he ever bargained to be placed in the position that he's in now.
We have been trying to come up with another city in which a coach would be criticized based on his inability to speak a particular language. Is Montreal unique in this regard?
Certainly in the National Hockey League it is. At the end of the day, Bill, the customer's always right, and if the fans say that this is something that's very important to them, then great. My feeling is that it might not be as important to the fans as it is to some people in the media who believe that they are sort of standard bearers for the defense of the French language, and it doesn't matter what language a coach speaks, I think, to fans. If Randy Cunnyworth could put together a 6- or 8-game winning streak and get the Canadiens within at least arm's length of a playoff spot, then all of this would pretty much dissolve. The Montreal Hockey fans are now literally, Bill, a full generation removed from a Stanley Cup champion. It's been since 1993 that this team has won a championship. So fans want to see this team competitive. They want to see them winning hockey games. And I don't think the fans really care, to be honest, the vast majority of them, what language the head coach speaks.
I'm curious about how Coach Cunnyworth has addressed this issue himself and whether the front office has come to his defense.
Well, Randy Cunnyworth has certainly taken the high road, Bill. There's no question. He has tried to say, look, I am going to do my very best to try to learn French. He is using a few French phrases in each of his news conferences, his news briefings that he's having to do. I think the Montreal Canadiens did not do him any favors from the outset. 2 days after he was named head coach and the embers crackled into a bit of a fire and then became a bonfire, we had the team owner and president, Jeff Molson, issuing a statement essentially saying, look, we understand how important it is to have a bilingual coach. This will be a huge part of our decision making in getting a new coach in place for the regular season next year, which pretty much cast Randy Cunnyworth as a lame duck. And about this past week, I guess, during his midterm report card, general manager Pierre Gauthier literally came out and apologized to anyone who had been offended by the fact that a unilingual Anglophone coach had been placed at the head of the Canadiens. So the Canadiens have been very bizarre in the way they've handled all this, and I think they have not given Randy Cunnyworth the support he deserves. And all Cunnyworth is trying to do now is win hockey games. And he's studying French. He's doing his very best, and he would like to be one of the guys on the short list when the Canadiens get around to naming a full-time coach, removing the word interim next fall.
Well, if it works, he's got a built-in endorsement opportunity for whatever program he's got to teach him French, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think he got one of those programs at Christmas time and has been working fairly hard at it. But, you know, the fact is that the Canadiens are such a mess. And on the ice, I mean, they've been doing quite dreadfully. They're a team that now is just sort of knocking around near the bottom of the conference. There's very much a lightness of step in Montrealers when the Canadiens are playing well. The city, its pulse pretty much is dictated for better or for worse by how this hockey team is going, and we kind of chuckle sometimes that Montreal is 7 months of Canadiens hockey and 5 months of poor skating. So we're going to see what happens in the next few weeks. It's going to be very interesting, and the Canadiens go into Saturday night's game against Tampa riding a 1-game winning streak. The Bell Center was on fire on Wednesday when they beat the Winnipeg Jets 7-3. They're trying to do what they can do to keep the fans happy, but there's nothing that keeps a fan happier in this city more than a win. We always used to say the Canadiens fans love their team win or tie. Well, with the shooting out now, you don't tie any longer, so you have a much shorter leash in Montreal.
Dave Stubbs is a columnist for the Montreal Gazette. Dave, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.